Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Transnet has suspended their operations at a number of its ports due to the bad weather. They are the Port Elizabeth Bulk Terminal, the Port Elizabeth and Nkluha Container Terminals, and the ports of Cape Town and Saldanha. It's expected that the weather will be reviewed again this morning, but more is forecast for tomorrow. Meanwhile, a Filipino cargo ship is being salvaged off the Cape West coast. The 124-metre, 10,000-tonne general cargo vessel, the Ultra Galaxy, was abandoned by its crew of 18 on Monday, listing heavily in rough sea conditions. The crew was picked up by a local fishing boat yesterday morning, and MoneyWeb reports that a tug arrived at the stricken vessel's position early yesterday afternoon with a second on the way. And in those same South African sea areas, a bit further north, oil supermajor Shell PLC says it plans to explore an offshore oil block located just south of the border from Namibia. Shell expects to drill as many as 5 wells within the Northern Cape Ultra Deep License block. Bloomberg says the block's about 300 kilometres off the west coast and in depths of up to 3,200 metres. The bad weather has been felt almost throughout the country, with Sunday's black frost in Limpopo hammering potato, tomato and many other vegetables in that part of the world. Farmers' organisation TLUSA says food shortages are likely in the region and its members have tremendous losses. And Eskom has resumed load reduction. Yes, you heard that right. Load reduction, and it's different from load shedding. Load reduction takes place when power is switched off in areas where illegal connections cause overload and damage infrastructure, particularly transformers. In other words, it's targeting electricity theft, which spikes during winter for obvious reasons. Load shedding, when Eskom itself can't generate enough electricity. Unfortunately, if you're an honest Eskom customer and you pay your bills, but you live in an area that's affected by load reduction, there's not much you can do about it. On the markets, the JSE closed last evening down 0.2%. That's both the All Share and Top 40. London's FTSE down 0.7%. Wall Street, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq nudged up slightly. Yes, more record closing highs all the same. The Dow slightly down. Tokyo this morning down a tenth. Hong Kong up 0.5%. Sydney down a third. The US dollar's unchanged at 108 to the euro. The rand also where we left it last evening. 18.14 to the dollar, 19.63 to the euro, 23.21 to sterling. Gold at 2,367, platinum 986, Bitcoin 58,085, Brent crude oil down to just under $84.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.